So I'm a little confused. So, for example, like sloth and torpor as hindrance comes up,
mm-hmm.
and so one thing to do is to like acknowledge it and kind of absorb it, right?
Like observe it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, observe it. And on the other hand, there's also like trying to come up with the opposite of
mm-hmm.
it, right? And so like, do you do either depending on what's needed? Because sometimes like for me, it's like I bring up the opposite and it prevents me from observing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or I observe it and there's a point where I just sink into it further
mm-hmm.
if I'm not careful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's really hard and confusing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's why they call it practice. Because you have to be willing to, you know, try different responses or different techniques and learn what works for you in a particular circumstance. And, you know, in something like that, it's I find, and you just have to experiment for yourself. You'll know for yourself, but, you know, that sometimes if it's drowsiness, you know, If I'm with it enough to catch it just as it's coming on, you know, and I can just start, if I'm present enough to start to feel that kind of, you know, that tendency of mind that's just moving in that direction, then observing it, catching it, say, oh, okay, this is about to happen, you know, don't absorb into that object, just watch, you know, get some distance from it, get some distance from it. Then sometimes that's sufficient enough. But if that doesn't work, or if the tendency is really strong, or it moves too far, then it's time for me to kind of take a bit of a stronger measure, you know, like a countermeasure that is more active, you know, visualizing light, or you know, breathing in a few deep breaths, or imagining a cool waterfall rushing through my brain, you know, something like that. Yeah. But you have to find out for yourself, know when it is to apply a particular technique.